Sirach, chapter 14. Blessed is the man who has not slipped with his mouth, and doesn't suffer from sorrow for sins. Blessed is he whose soul does not condemn him, and who has not given up hope. Riches are not appropriate for a stingy person. What would an envious man do with money? He who gathers by denying himself gathers for others. Others will revel in his goods. If one is mean to himself, to whom will he be good? He won't enjoy his possessions. There is none more evil than he who is stingy with himself. This is a punishment for his wickedness. Even if he does good, he does it in forgetfulness. In the end, he reveals his wickedness. A miser is evil. He turns away and disregards souls. A covetous man's eye is not satisfied with his portion. Wicked injustice dries up his soul. A miser begrudges bread, and it is lacking at his table. My son, according to what you have, treat yourself well, and bring worthy offerings to the Lord. Remember that death will not wait, and that the covenant of Hades hasn't been shown to you. Do good to your friend before you die. According to your ability, reach out and give to him. Don't defraud yourself of a good day. Don't let the portion of a good desire pass you by. Won't you leave your labors to another, and your toils be divided by lot? Give, take, and treat yourself well, because there is no seeking of luxury in Hades. All flesh grows old like a garment, for the covenant from the beginning is, you must die. Like the leaves flourishing on a thick tree, some it sheds, and some grow, so also are the generations of flesh and blood, one comes to an end and another is born. Every work rots and falls away, and its builder will depart with it. Blessed is the man who meditates on wisdom, and who reasons by his understanding. He who considers her ways in his heart will also have knowledge of her secrets. Go after her like one who tracks, and lie in wait in her ways. He who pries in at her windows will also listen at her doors. He who lodges close to her house will also fasten a nail in her walls. He will pitch his tent near at hand to her, and will lodge in a lodging where good things are. He will set his children under her shelter, and will rest under her branches. By her he will be covered from heat, and will lodge in her glory.